It was a page, slightly crinkled, dominated by drawings in black ink. Lou could see that the drawings had not been rendered by an ordinary stylus. The ink had flowed smoothly and sometimes broadly, as if from an artist's instrument. Part of the diagram was an outline of a human male viewed from the side, a silhouette with a hollow interior. The outline indicated no clothing, but there was something projecting from the back of the figure's neck. Lines radiating from the projection angled out to a box showing a blow-up of that section of the diagram. The blow-up was clearly a drawk half the size of a human fist. There were notations all over the page. The lettering was from a printer. Luke read some of them. Third thoracic placement. Humans for optimal effect. Signal strength and clarity drop-off not measurable at planetary distances. Speed of light transmission the only limiter. Conditioning from childhood beneficial but not crucial. Average lifespan post-placement 7.5 standard years. Mutation remains a concern. The first few words created a flutter in his stomach, and it only worsened as he continued to read.
May I see?
The mayor asked. Luke handed the page to the mayor, who studied it intently, passing it first below one eye and then the other.
The ink is comparatively fresh. You can still smell it. But what does this mean?
It means, at the very least, that he's considering use of drawks on human hosts for some purpose. Luke sighed, suddenly weary of all the ways people, human or not, could imagine using, diminishing, and murdering one another for their own gain. These drawks would have to be altered somehow to keep them from killing their hosts rapidly. Possibly the means of alteration is why he's concerned with mutation. I'm guessing that they'd serve as some sort of energy transference mechanism, perhaps a monitoring or even control mechanism. Ben grimaced.
If he already knows how long a host normally lives after one of these things is attached.
Luke nodded. Then he's probably already experimented with the process. The mayor handed the flimsy back.
There's something wrong with this.
Ben gave him a look of polite inquiry.
Based on your familiarity with Wei?
Based on my decades as a police officer.
Ben's expression changed to one of respect.
That's what you did before?
Yes.
The mayor was looking at Luke.
I was so employed when I met your father. Your father, Owen Lars, that is.
Luke grinned. I hope you have forgiven the subterfuge.
Yes, of course. As for the diagram, why would he draw the man and the drawk by hand, then let it dry and run it through a printer to add the text? Or go through those steps in reverse order? Why not do it all on the computer and print it out as a single step?
Luke's comlink beeped. He brought it out of his pocket and activated it. Skywalker.
Luke, it's Cell. I've spoken to Dr. Wei's mechanic, and he's allowed me to look at backups of his speeder's memory.
Ah, good.
There's not much to report. The mechanic's system is a bit of a mess, hard to navigate. One file I found, though, indicates that Wei regularly traveled a distance of exactly 483 kilometers each way from Huixul. In what direction, it doesn't say.
Luke looked at the mayor. Is it possible to plot distances from Huixul to all known homesteads and facilities to see if one matches that distance? Snaplons offered a little bow.
Possible, and a matter of only a few minutes. I'll calm my office at once.
Thank you.